bow, down, dap, doop, dap, doodly deep, doop, deep, doop, doop, boy.
A day that day with you would be great. I'll run downtown and get some roller skates. Yes, yes, I'll skate around all over town till I hear you say you're mine, all mine. 8 would be great, 9 would be fine. I would be yours, mama, you would be mine. A kiss at 10, our love would begin. It would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, boys. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. At 10, our love would begin. Would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, boys.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Killer, a killer dilla.
La 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 la.
Oh, child.
La 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 la.
Slim Gaylord's tune, 8, 9, and 10. From a private studio session by the Molasses Brothers featuring an outstanding clarinet player, the late Vince Catalica. And I'm in Another World, one of Vince's favorite tunes recorded by the 1938 Ellington Hodges Small Band. Here's more of my chat with the entertaining, ebullient, boy, he was just a lot of fun, and very informative, Mr. Vince Catalica.
The only time I brag is that I'm a good ensemble clarinet player.
Well, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. What the problem with clarinet players is they know what to do with the clarinet if you give them a solo, but they don't know hardly anything to do with when they get with a good, when I say good Dixieland trumpet player, a trumpet player that knows the leads to all those, as I call them, the bottom 40.
Now, I want you to tell me, and I want you to tell everyone listening, what a good clarinet player does backing up a good trumpeter in a proper band.
The clarinet has, I guess it's got three registers. You know, it's got the low, what they call the chalumeau. It's got the middle register. You play that middle register by using the thumb of the left hand. It's not an octave key. It's a register.
Mm-hmm.
It jumps 12 notes. This is your low E.
Mm-hmm.
When you press this key, it skips this E and plays B. That's a 12th.
So the three ranges are chalumeau,
middle register, mm-hmm. and the upper register.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to the upper register, you're not just putting one finger down, mama, one finger down, daddy. You're playing two fingers, maybe from the right hand, maybe one finger from the left hand. And what the clarinet player does, if he wants to look good, if the trumpet player is playing quarter notes, the clarinet player plays eighth notes. If the trumpet player is playing eighth notes, the clarinet player might play a few 16th notes. But if the clarinet player gets carried away, he will just destroy the punching that the trumpet player is doing. There's one thing that the clarinet player, he should kind of know the tune. And what he does is, the higher the trumpet player goes,
mm-hmm.
the more I believe that the clarinet player stays in the middle register. It's useless to play the clarinet in the low register, and maybe clarinet players will disagree with me, but if the trumpet player is playing in his upper register. The clarinet player, if he starts to play in his upper register, you've got no bottom.
You leave a hole in the music.
There's a hole. And if the clarinet player plays in the lower register while the trumpet player is playing in the upper register, you've got too far a space.
Mm-hmm.
If the trumpet player is playing in his middle register, then perhaps the clarinet player can afford to play slightly, not too much, in his upper register and a little bit below his middle register. That's all I can describe to you on that.
Well, that's very clear. I don't think I've heard it stated more clearly.
Hey, we're going to do a tune featuring Jerry Butson on the vocal here from the Washington and Lee Swing. John Markham on the drums.
We'll be right back.
Washington and Lee's swing.
What about in terms of the rhythmic patterns? Well, you know, you did describe that the clarinet notes are going to be shorter.
The clarinet player's notes should be shorter and more than what the trumpet player, but I also specified values. If he's just punching like that, the clarinet player can punch maybe double that.
Mm-hmm.
The clarinet player then can go maybe four times the speed, or at least three times, because then you're just getting a clarinet solo, you know, and that's not it. That's not it.
What about in terms of the melody? Are you sort of devising a counterpoint melody to the melody?
You're listening to him. You're on his neck, right on his neck, and you're partially trying to play another melody, but partially, if you play another melody, then you're actually getting in intervals. And those guys 60, 70 years ago in New Orleans never tried to play intervals with each other. Then the arrangers, both black and white, such as Don Redman, and also in the Jimmy Lunsford band, they wrote for clarinet, trumpet, and trombone. That was the trumpet player, Cy Oliver. Jimmy Mundy, another musician.
Outstanding arranger, yes.
Yes, he wrote for Benny Goodman, and he wrote some clarinet, trumpet, and trombone. But then they were all together. They were playing the same beat. Nobody played extra notes. They played all together, the three of them, for maybe 8 or 16 bars. Then they brought in the full band, which gave it a change. But the actual Dixieland players, the three horns, you know, Kid Ory, and you take Kid Ory, you take Louis Armstrong, and you take Johnny Dodds, I don't think there's any records where they actually are playing three-part harmony. Maybe
it's more
I'm
of a
wrong.
Counterpoint, more of a tapestry of musical lines?
It was, well, yeah, it was, well, it was three musical lines.
We'll be right back. We've been hearing Vince Catalica playing clarinet as he did for around two decades with Jimmy Diamond and his Nob Hill Gang in San Francisco. That was Georgia on My Mind, of course. And before that, Washington and Lee's Swing. Personnel included Bob Schultz cornet, Jerry Butson trombone and vocal, drummer John Markham, and bandleader Jimmy Diamond on piano. Special thanks to Chris and Charlie Siebert for the Molasses Brothers sessions featuring Vince on clarinet. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. There's more about classic and hot jazz waiting for you at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's jazzhot.bigstep.com. In the second half of this salute to Vince Catalica, we'll hear more of his recollections of the lively West Coast jazz scene, his lifelong admiration for and chance to meet Benny Goodman, and hear musical rarities from his half-century playing terrific jazz clarinet. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. And here's another of the lovely ballads from Vince's unissued Molasses Brothers sessions, a dreamy Billy Strayhorn Duke Ellington composition of 1940, Daydream.